This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1850. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition recorded November 3rd, Afghanistan, Algeria, Antarctica, Bahrain, Canada, Egypt, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Germany, International Vacuum, Iran, Kashmir, Korea North, Kurdistan, Mexico, Peru, Puntland, Romania, South Africa, Sudan South, Turkey, USA, Vatican, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. More about last week's story. Radio Afghanistan resumed shortwave on 6100 with English at 1530 UT. Some further reports have come in about that. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria was hearing it on October 27th from 1529 in English and later in Urdu. It went off at 1642. Frank Bast in France tells the British DX Club he had a clear signal on 6100 with English news at 1530 on the 27th. Dan Robinson says it was fun listening to Afghanistan, English from 1536 tune in. Male and female announcer with news or commentary, music in between. Abrupt switch to Urdu with ID just past 1600. Again, some news and music until Kerry went off about 1640. He was listening via remote receivers in the Netherlands and in Sweden. However, Bruce Churchill says on 6100, nothing heard 28 October via Perseus sites in Netherlands and eastern Finland, the latter in a darkness path. From 1500 tune in, except for KCBS Pyongyang, North Korea, covering the channel until 1800. He was hearing time pips from them at 1530 and was getting stronger from S2 at 1500 to S4 by 1545. So it was unlikely Afghanistan would break through. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany says Radio Afghanistan not heard on October 29th or 30th. It had last been reported on 6100 between November 2011 and March 2012. And later, their other frequency, which we should also be checking, 7200. But careful, there are plenty of other stations already on there, such as Myanmar. Last week we had a partial schedule for the B-16 season of Algerian relays via France. Now here's the complete schedule in a somewhat different format, including morning broadcasts. 04 to 07, 5865. 05 to 06, 7295. 18 to 19, 11660. 19 to 20, 9635. 19 to 21, 9810. 20 to 22, 9710. 21 to 22, 6155, and 22 to 23, 7335. On October 31st at 19 UT, Manuel Mendez in Spain says he just received email from LRA 36, Radio Nacional Arcángel San Gabriel, in Antarctica saying they had just resumed shortwave broadcasting on 15476, resuming the schedule they had used before, Monday through Friday between 18 and 21 UT. Manuel was not able to hear it, and neither were we, despite repeated checks that day and the next couple of days. But it's a very weak signal. Those of us in Central North America have a slight topographical advantage, as most of the path to us is over the Pacific Ocean and the Gulf of Mexico, while those in Eastern North America have to hear it via a mostly overland path the length of South America, even through the Andes, which are certainly not helping to bounce the signal back to the ionosphere. And in Western North America, they have to transverse the length of Mexico to get it. But so far that hasn't helped us to pick it up. The only definite report of it we've seen yet is from nearby Chile. That's from Hugo Lopez on the Condish list. He was hearing it on 15475.95 at 2057 UT, October 31st. It went off about 2104. They were playing Latin music. A weak signal, he rated SINPO 25422. And note that between 19 and 20, there is strong interference from AWR in Arabic via Madagascar, just 4 kilohertz away on 15480. Too bad they're not on 11 meters, since on a good day, like October 30th, the 10-meter ham band opens up from as far away as Argentina. In Australian DX News, Ruman Pankoff notes that Radio Bahrain on 9745 keeps changing the programming they put on the shortwave frequency. He says, after several months or years, it had been carrying the Shabab, which means youth FM program in Arabic. During September, it was the English service, and in October, he was hearing their main program in Arabic on 9745 upper sideband. Some major medium wave frequencies in Montreal have been vacant for some time, but Andy Reid in Ontario tells DX Listening Digest on October 27th that there are reports that 940 in Montreal has begun testing call sign CFNV, 50 kilowatts as before, though many suspect they are not up to full power yet. The same company was also going to bring 600 AM back on the air, but nothing heard yet on that frequency. The deadline to get it on the air is November 9th, while for 940 the deadline was November 21st. Then Gilles Letourneau in Montreal says he was hearing a constant tone at 1530 UT October 27th on 940 AM. That, of course, fills up a channel in eastern North America, which had been more open for other DX. What's become of Radio Cairo? November 1st at 0124, there is no signal on 9965 variable. And November 1st at 0138, no signal on 9315. Both those in the A16 season were for North America, and partly in English, although 9315 was ruined by motor boating modulation. Well, I checked the HFCC schedules for ERTU, the Egyptian Radio and Television Union, and found they've canceled many of their previous broadcasts, including all those for North America, in any language. No more for us. They've given up on North America. In fact, the only broadcast remaining for Latin America is this, on 12005 at 2215 in Portuguese and Arabic, and midnight 45 to 0200 in Spanish. Many other broadcasts have been canceled, and the only remaining English broadcasts on the schedule, which need to be confirmed and the modulation evaluated, are 16 to 18 UT on 11800 or 15345. Ivo Ivanov confirms it's on 11800. At 19 to 2030 on 15290, and at 2115 to 2245 toward Europe on 9800 or 9900. Well, in that case, it's on 9900 because Brother Scare from Bulgaria or Armenia is on 9800. And it sounds like the 9900 frequency suffers those motorboating modulation problems or undermodulation. Frank Bast in France tells the British DX Club, hearing Asmara Eritrea on 845 kHz instead of 837, at 1823 UT October 31st, local music parallel to shortwave 7185, a weak signal. Yes, they were previously listed on 837, but why aren't they on 846? 845 is an off channel, but he says it's exactly that, so I guess it's intentional rather than a drift. Meanwhile, Dave Vaco has been out on another de-expedition to a quiet rural location near Dunlow, Pennsylvania, and no doubt stringing out a long antenna. And he heard Eritrea 7185 as early as 1748 UT on October 26th, ham interference permitting, and also the other one 7146.56, unbelievably coming in at 1745 October 26th. He was also pulling in Ethiopia almost that early on the 49-meter band, 5950, Voice of Tigray Revolution, starting at 1757, along with 6110. However, two others, 6090 and 6030, may not have been on that early. 6030 came on at 1934. And he was hearing 6090, which also came on at that same time, October 26th, and also on October 25th. As reported to Hardcore DX, Ivo Ivanov says there's another new clandestine program for Ethiopia via Alex and Yeye. It's Voice of Amhara Radio, heard on October 31st. The schedule is 17 to 18 UT, Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday on 15360 via France. Alan Gale and Manuel Mendez forward news from Radio Mi Amigo that they're now your all-day music station via the German transmitter on 6085. Their schedule is from 08 until 17 UT daily. A variety of DJ programs in English, German, or Dutch. On Saturdays and Sundays, the programs are live. They're making quite a big deal of it, not mentioning that the power of the Karl Krekel transmitter is only 1 kilowatt. Walter Eibel of the Worldwide DX Club says it's the same one used before on 9560 and 6005. Deutsche Welle has greatly reduced its English broadcasting, now only 1 hour a day at 16 to 17 UT, nothing more in the African mornings. These, of course, are still intended for Africa, but on five frequencies, 9820 via South Africa, three frequencies via France, 15290, 15315, and 17690, and via UAE on 17710. John Filiozzi in New York and I in Oklahoma find that the best one is 17690. The other French ones somewhat audible. International Vacuum and International Internet World Radio Network. Although no updated schedule is available from them, we assume that they'll still be carrying World of Radio to North America on a time-shifted basis starting November 6th. That is, Saturdays at 18:30 UT and UT Mondays at 02:30. Here's the streaming link, which still works. shoutcast.wrn.org/8000/. And Mike Cooper in Atlanta says he still hears WRN on satellite Galaxy 19. HFCC info, Wolfgang Büschel says the remaining English broadcasts on shortwave from Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran are, for the B16 season, 1520 to 1620 UT on 11985, and 1920 to 2020 on 6040 and 15460. He says 6040 had a super strong carrier, 30/9, but very suppressed modulation, with their mailbox on a Sunday at 2000. Bruce Churchill reports hearing All India Radio Leh Kashmir on 4760, using the Perseus site in eastern Finland, October 31st, from 1543, as they were concluding the English news relay from Delhi, and into vernacular news after 1545. Carrier off at 1628. And he heard the other Kashmiri station, AIR Srinagar, both October 30th and 31st, from as early as 1432 via the same Finland site, but it was poorly modulated and almost unreadable. It went off at 1529. That was on 4950. Three new frequencies for Shokaze or Seabreeze via Yamada, Japan, about abductions by North Korea, reported by Ron Howard in California on October 30th. At 1300, they were no longer on 5935, where they'd been for a while, so he spent the next hour looking for the new frequency but couldn't find it. Thanks to Hiroshi and Hiroyuki Kamatsubara, this is why: an extremely poor frequency choice on 7410, where China Radio International is already broadcasting during that hour. He could barely tell that Shokaze was underneath it. The next broadcast at 1405 to 1435, when Shokaze is actually carrying the related abduction service, Furosato no Kaze, which means wind of hometown, that was back on 7325, replacing 5985. So there's no more window in case One Talk Radio Lite, Papua New Guinea, should ever come back. and the third Shokaze transmission at 16 UT, heard October 31st on new 6180. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 1850. Thanks this week for financial support. A generous check from Steve Zimmerman in West Allis, Wisconsin, sent to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Thus helping to finance this non-commercial program and our non-commercial website, worldofradio.com. The first couple of days of B-16, I found the reactivated frequency of Dengue Kurdistana 9400 coming in quite well. In fact, hardly any co-channel interference from FEBC Philippines in Chinese, but that was a propagational anomaly, apparently. By November 1st, FEBC was back on top. I'm speaking of the time around 13 to 14 UT. And Ivo Ivanov says the site switch from Pridnestrovia to Bulgaria is now at 15 UT. Mexico sensibly went back to standard time a week before the U.S. on October 30th, which put some programming out of alignment for a week of confusion, except, of course, in border cities where U.S. time rules even in Mexico. So, way down in Mexico City, Radio Educación 6185 is now staying on an hour later by UT until approximately 0600. But the indigenous station in Chihuahua we enjoy hearing around sunrise, XETAR on 870, now does not sign on until an hour later, about 13 UT, when it would have been propagating if it were still signing on at 12. Cuba's Radio Rebelde has been missing quite a bit lately from 5025, so a reminder that there's another Latin American it covers up when it's on, Radio Quillabamba in Peru, which is on a slightly lower frequency, 5024.93, says Dave Valco, Pennsylvania, on Hardcore DX. In fact, he was hearing it on October 31st. There was just an open carrier from Rebelde at 0950, and Quillabamba signed on at 957.13 with the usual opening routine with all details about the station. There were barnyard sound effects, a rooster crowing, and other animals at 09:59. The audio of Rebelde came on at 10:05, but Quillabamba was giving it a run for its money, he says, tuned to lower sideband to avoid Rebelde. We have several reports of contact successfully with Puntland Radio 1 in Somalia on 13800. Andreas Schmid in Germany tells DSWC IDX Window, I caught signals from this station and there was a prompt answer by email which says only, yes, you heard Puntland Radio. I explained to the director in numerous emails how a QSL should look, and after many attempts I got an EQSL that I had created. But I think he still does not know why listeners ask for a QSL verification and what that means. From DX Fanzine, more about verifying Puntland Radio 13800. Stefano Manelli in Italy says, and no data email message from Mr. Jamal, J-A-M-A-L, Director General of Puntland TV and Radio Garowe, arrived in 545 days. He said, Dear Stefano, thank you for sending this information. Please can you test again for hearing? Jamal, Director General of Puntland TV and Radio Garowe, Puntland, Somalia. The email address was puntlandradiofigure1@gmail.com. And this from editor Antonello Napolitano. He got a no-data email message from Mr. Jamal in 12 hours after his fifth follow-up. He'd sent another follow-up after having seen the station replied to by Manelli and by Tim Bryle in Malaysia. His message says, Dear Antonio Napolitano, thank you for sending and communicate on this email. And as Puntland Radio, we welcome any suggestion from you. Now radio here is okay, and we will continue. Thank you. The same email address is cited. And a PDF letter with full data was received later a verification text, which Antonello had written, with photos of the studios and shortwave antenna 2 hours after his report. And one more. This from Tim Bryall in Malaysia from his Southeast Asia DXing blog. In a series of emails from Mr. Jamal, I received not only confirmation of their test transmission in April 2015, but for 24 October 2016 as well. He informed me their transmitter had been often not working due to technical problem for much of 2015 up until July of this year. He further requested I listen to the transmissions on 13900, the times being converted to UT, 0330 until 06, and 10 to 16. You may want to make a point of listening to Radio Romania International on Sunday, November 6th, because it's their annual Listener's Day. They've invited listeners to send in their contributions, answering the question, where do the happiest people live? So here are some of the English broadcasts at 01 to 02. On 5960 and 7325, at 04 to 05, 6020, 7340, 11790, and 13730, the two lower frequencies for North America. Those would be the following UT Monday and also Sunday at 23 on 6015 and 7220 to Europe, 7325 and 9620 to elsewhere. The English Hour from Channel Africa, South Africa, is now in the clear again on 6155 for October 31st at 0326 with African News, a good source for it. But keep in mind there's been a huge scandal about the management of SABC. The previous frequency for this was 5980, which suffered from a leapfrog mixing product by WWCR 5890 and 5935, and also intermittent Cuban jamming long before Radio Marti would use 5980 at 0700. Channel Africa is still parallel on 3345, where there is an additional hour of English until 05. Ivo Ivanov has a new frequency for iRadio, that's EYE, the former Sudan radio service. The 04 to 05 UT broadcast via France has moved from 11730 to 7250. It's partly in Arabic and partly in English. Like the evening broadcast, which is unchanged, 16 to 17 UT via France on 17730. Additional native languages are also airing. Last week I mentioned that Voice of Turkey had a new frequency for its 04 UT English broadcast to North America, 6080. Should propagate better than the 9 MHz band, which was originally planned and used last winter. However, there's one little problem. They failed to take into account that the Voice of America relay in São Tomé was already using 6080 and is still using it in the B16 season. So far, Turkey has not been able to overcome it in my monitoring checks. It's hard enough to hear travelers' information stations on their fundamental frequency, normally about 10 watts, but Dave Vaco in Pennsylvania on one of his de-expeditions was hearing one from Connecticut on its third harmonic, 4710. Call sign is WPII 600, Glastonbury, Connecticut, 3 times 1570, giving an ID and a loop announcement with a phone number, heard very fady. 2106 UT, October 26th. He'd heard it before on September 6th. Contrary to what we were told previously, the Voice of America Creole service for Haiti has continued with half an hour on shortwave at 20 UT. I ran across it again Friday, October 28th on 15220 and 11720. But on the next day, Saturday, those two were on the air again, but nothing in Creole. Instead, it was VOA English and, of course, the VOA 1 pop music show. For no particular reason, no particular help to Haiti. Then I heard from John in Central Florida, who said that he had been hearing this service for the past sesqui week, with English broadcasts on Saturday and Sunday very strong for him. Now to go over the shifted times for World of Radio on our U.S. shortwave stations, which operate on local time rather than UT, but times expressed here are always in UT. This affects the 9955 frequency of WRMI, but not the other ones, which as far as we know will not make a UT shift. Well, 9955 will be heard Thursdays at 12:30, Mondays at 04:30, Tuesdays at 1200, and Wednesdays at 14:15 and a half. On WBCQ 5130, Monday at 0400, on 7:50, Wednesdays at 2200, and on 9330 daily, except UT Sunday, at midnight 30, when the broadcast is an hour earlier, Saturday at 2330 UT. On WA0RCR 1860 in Missouri, Saturday at 2030 UT approximately, and Sunday at 0415, both variable. And don't forget Hamburger Local Radio Germany, Saturday at 0730 on 6190 and 1530 on 7265. Many, but not all, of our webcasting affiliates also operate by local time in Europe or North America. It seems that WEWN in Alabama continues to be operating on only two instead of three transmitters, but even so, they're not following the expected schedule. 5810 is staying on the air all night in Spanish, no more 7515. At 11520, I'm hearing in the daytime instead of 15610 in English. On Saturday, October 29th, I ran across an additional time for that Theater Organ of the Ozarks show on WTWW. It ended at 1835 UT, so started about 30 minutes earlier on the day frequency of transmitter 2, 9930. And being transmitter 2, it's also accompanied by spurs approximately 12.9 kHz above and below. Too bad it's somewhat distorted for that great organ music. The 570 station in Las Cruces, New Mexico, KWML, now with a classic rock format, is obviously running 5 kilowatts non-directional at night, since it's easily heard here, and Greg Hardison was also hearing it via a remote receiver in Alabama. Terry Ford's story from Catholic World News, Vatican Radio's role to diminish in Holy See's new communication strategy, traditionally operated by Jesuits, largely dedicated to shortwave radio broadcasts. But plans are to focus future efforts on new communications technologies, particularly social media. It's running a deficit of 20 to 30 mega euro per year. This links to another story in Chiesa, which Kai Luvig reads and says, the Espresso journalist makes a clear unconditional claim Vatican Radio will stop broadcasting on shortwave. Well, they have already reduced their schedule somewhat, says Peter W. Hansen, reducing the number of frequencies for the 03, 05, and 1730 English broadcasts. I'm still hearing Vietnam in English, relayed by WHRI at 0100 on 7315. Causing a lot of interest among medium wave DXers is a new beacon on 1650 kHz, rather than a broadcaster sending the call sign over and over, SAC. It must be on an oil rig in the Gulf of Mexico. Terry Kruger, David Potter, and Jerry Bishop have triangulated it to someplace north of Port St. Joe to west of Panama City. The propagation outlook from Boulder, G1 minor storms, November 13th, ANKNC speaking at 18 and 5, and moderate storms November 21st at 54 and 6. Solar flux no higher than 82 November 4th to 6th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1,850.